it's Here and Now, and it's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Today we're going to focus on a city known for its films, but also for its music, Los Angeles. That, of course, is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Before that, we heard from the Byrds and Charles Mingus. So what is coming out of Los Angeles today? Travis Holcomb joins us as he often does. He is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy. Good to be back.
So we're talking about music from LA today, and let's start with Beck, which I'm sure a lot of listeners have heard of. Let's take a little reminder here with Beck's 1990s song, Where It's At. Where it's at? All right, so there you go, a recognizable song for many people. What is catching your attention about Beck now?
Well, Beck had a fairly consistent output throughout the 90s and his last album, Modern Guilt, but he's been kind of quiet for a while. But near the end of the spring, he started self-releasing these singles on his website. But he's always kind of been a bit of a chameleon. There's definitely distinct eras of Beck, from the sample-heavy Odelay era to the lo-fi folk of One Foot in the Grave and the psychedelic country blues of Mutations. The new singles kind of fit somewhere between Mutations and Modern Guilt.
Well, let's listen to one of them. Here's I Won't Be Long. A very different sound from the earlier stuff, Travis.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a much more mature, grown-up kind of sound. He's not rapping about rocking the town like a moldy crouton or anything like that anymore.
Well, why is he self-releasing, as you said, on his website?
You know, I don't actually know the reason. I think it's just sort of a trend that's going on in the music industry right now where you see a lot of bands like Radiohead. I mean, bands that can, that are that big, can kind of get away with it, I guess.
Well, let's hear one of the other groups that you've told us about, and this is one that many people probably have not heard of. This is The Internet. First of all, tell us who they are.
So The Internet is part of the LA-based Odd Future rap collective. I mean, they sort of burst onto the scene a couple years ago. They're mostly known as being a rap collective, even though probably their biggest member, who's known most to the mainstream audience, is Frank Ocean, who actually won a Grammy last year. But they're all pretty much in their 20s, and Feel Good is the second album by The Internet and the first to be released under the Odd Future Records name.
And here is the song Sunset featuring Yuna. What is it that sticks out to you about this one?
You know, the production is really clean. I feel like a lot of the early Odd Future stuff was sort of released in low resolution MP3s, but you could definitely see a lot of maturity in the sound. They use a lot of live instrumentation, and it's very soulful. I mean, a lot like Frank Ocean. They don't have as strong of a vocal presence as Frank Ocean, but the production is very professional sounding and very, it's like the next step up for that collective, I feel like.
Well, we should listen to another. This is also by The Internet. This is Partners in Crime Part 2. So happy. and I can imagine just driving down the Pacific Coast Highway listening to that one, Travis.
Yeah, it's a great kind of daytime album, I feel. And, you know, oddly enough, for an Odd Future album, there's no rapping on the album. It's all pretty much just instrumentals or soulful vocals like you heard in the last track.
Well, let's turn now to another L.A. Musician, the R&B singer Banks, and this song, Before I Ever Met You.
As for I saw move out, you can keep the dog we train. Be like before I ever met you, before I ever met you.
Well, tell us about what we're hearing here, Travis.
She's like a pop R&B singer. She's very new. She just sort of came onto my radar in the last 3 or 4 months, but she's got a very brooding, sensual, sexy voice. Apparently, a little backstory, she was writing music on her keyboard and recording into her phone. And then one of her friends sent off two of her songs to the person who would become her manager, and then the rest took off from there. And this is all like in the last 6 to 8 months. And now she's embarking on this big tour with a group called The Weeknd.
Which some of our listeners may know well. The Weeknd's a pretty well-known group.
He is, yeah. He's sort of, he was Drake's protege, which, you know, Drake is pretty much the biggest rapper in the game right now. But they both hail from Toronto. And The Weeknd has sort of generated some buzz by releasing some mixtapes. And he just came out with his first proper major label debut a couple months ago.
Well, here is another song from Banks. It's called Warm Water. Travis, what is so LA about all of the people that we've been listening to here?
We were actually talking about that before, trying to come up with like a overarching theme that covers all of the groups that we've talked about.
Well, there's so much in Los Angeles. It's hard to say there's only one style coming out of there.
No, there's definitely several different styles. But yeah, it's all very, I guess, soulful and slightly dark, let's say.
Well, before we let you go, I want to hear from the artist Kauf. That is K-A-U-F. What does that mean? What is it short for?
It's short. His name is Ronald Kaufman, so it's just the shortening of his last name.
And tell us about him.
So a demo version of Kauf's song Relocate found its way to Cut Copy, an Australian group, and frontman Dan Whitford signed Kauf to his label Cutters Records.
Well, let's take a listen to Relocate, the Psych Magic remix. That is Relocate, the Psych Magic remix. And we've been speaking with Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Travis, thanks so much as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art, Boston, with a new performance season. Miranda July, Carol Armitage, and Bill T. Jones. More at icaboston.org.